This is a World Challenge devotion by Gary Wilkerson. Crossing the Jordan. We all have a high calling from the Lord. At some stage of our lives, He sets before us a preordained plan we are to fulfill. God promises that if we act in faith, He will bring that plan to completion. However, this is not always easy. As everyone who has walked with Jesus for any length of time knows, following His calling means we will encounter obstacles. One of the most common obstacles is the skeptic's voice. As we seek to cross the Jordan River into the Promised Land, we will hear every kind of voice telling us not to go. Joshua heard these voices as God stirred him to lead Israel to cross over the Jordan. The crossing held all the promise of God's future glory for His people on the earth. You can be sure there was no way they would make that crossing without hearing the shrill voices of skeptics trying to dissuade them. Our God wants to obliterate every skeptical voice that would keep us from obeying His direction. Whenever He asks us to take a step of faith, He is leading us to cross over to a measure of trust in Him we have never had before. When the priests carrying the ark stepped into the rushing river, God supernaturally parted the water. After that, every evil thing the skeptics had predicted was turned into good for God's people. When the people came to a great fortified city occupied by their enemy, they marched around it and the impenetrable walls came tumbling down. Are you willing to take a step into the river? God may be saying, "If you'll just commit to putting your toe in, you will see me part the water for you. I will carry you across to the other side. I have already laid out my plans for you, and I will see them through to fulfillment." I urge you to trust God to lead you across your Jordan. Let Him silence the voice of the skeptic. His plan for you won't be defeated. He is faithful. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.